Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with David?
Yes.
Hey, David, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
I'm all right.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear. I know you're speaking with my mapping coordinator, Dan, about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you?
Well, basically, what it's going to cost is the main thing.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely jump into that. I just want to just make sure you have everything. I don't want to, you know, quote you something that you already have. I see that you do have a Google Business Profile. Do you have anything else set up for your company besides the website, like a Facebook page or anything like that?
Well, I used to be on Facebook, but like I told your other man, I canceled it.
You canceled your Facebook page altogether?
Yep.
Okay. So you're just on the Google Business Profile with your website, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then
I would like to get back on Facebook.
Okay. We can help you with that. We can help you build out a Google Facebook Business Profile with Carl's Doors Company. That way
it's Cal's. C-A-L-S.
I'm sorry, Cal's Door Company. I apologize there. And what we would do is anybody that searches on Google, we could do a retargeting campaign through Facebook so now they can see you on both platforms and they can just click to call you directly, okay?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right, when I was on Facebook, I paid a lot of money for that.
Okay.
And I never saw my ad on Facebook. Other people never saw it.
Hmm.
Now, is that normal?
No, that's not normal. You personally wouldn't see the ad because it wouldn't be targeted towards you. There's a way to look at your ad, which we would show you how to do that. Now, the people that would only see your ad would be the people that we would be targeting. So that would be people that have shown an interest in the services you provide on Google, and we can target specific cities and zip codes in that area. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, that's what we had, but I was on maybe a 30-mile radius or something. I don't remember for sure.
Uh-huh.
But
and you didn't
that,
see the ad or nothing like that?
They said they never saw the ads.
Huh.
So that was the first reason why I quit it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it just depends on, I mean, working with people on the internet is all making sure you're working with the right person. And we've been doing this for 19 years, right? I mean, you would probably say the same thing about, you know, the garage door industry. It's about experienced workers that can do the job right. Because I'm sure you've been to a job where you're kind of scratching your head and asking, like, why did they do it this way? Right? So that's kind of the same thing there is we have the experience. And then also, too, with the ad itself, we actually track that and we show you how many people have seen it, how many people are coming through your ad to clicking to call you directly, and you actually get to see those metrics firsthand as well. So you get to track it.
Would you be interested in putting me back on Facebook first only?
We can help you with Facebook first, if that's what you would like. It just, the Google and the Facebook, it just works hand in hand because typically people go to Google first to search, and then we're able to showcase you there. And then if they don't buy from there, we retarget them on Facebook. So now they see you on the first page of Google, and then they see you on the advertisements through Facebook. Does that make sense?
No, not really, but go ahead.
Okay. It's only a $50 difference, and that's why I say it. It pairs together. When you do one or the other, it really takes away because somebody that is only searching for your services, for example, they'll say garage door company near me or repair garage door companies near me. And then your business would pop up at that time of searching, and then they'd be able to click to call you directly. Now, let's say somebody puts it off because they have kids, their life gets in the way. What happens is if they go to their Facebook page, now your business would pop up when they open up their Facebook, and then they would be able to just click to call you directly from there as well. They'll see you in two places. If you just do once, they're only going to see you on one platform. Kind of following me there?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. I know it's a little confusing, but what we do is we put you in front of your customers that are searching for your services. And that's where we pair it up with the Google and the Facebook. For pricing, because I know that's what you wanted to know, it's set at a flat rate of just $249 month to month. We do not charge you per lead, per call, per job. You can get 50 calls in a month, or you can get 500 calls in a month. It always just stays at that $249 month to month, and that never fluctuates for you. Okay?
All right. That's for Google and Facebook?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got my attention.
Okay. We allocate the funds to Facebook, so you don't have to allocate extra funds. We take $100 from that $249 and we allocate it to your Facebook retargeting campaign. So all you do have to budget for is that $249 month to month after that. With our company here, we do not work with everybody in your area, meaning we're not working with your competitors because there's only a handful of spots on those first page placements of Google. So Google tells us you can only work with one company per industry per area, meaning you would never share your listing with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because they are just going to click to call you directly. Okay?
Repeat that, please.
Yes. So we would only be working with you in getting you the results that you're looking for. So we cannot work with any other garage door company in your area. We would only be working with you. So you'll never share that position with anybody at the same time. You're not going to share your customers because it's just a click to call directly to you. They see your phone number, they're going to call your phone. We're not vetting you a lead or anything like that. That makes sense, right?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, David, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can help you build back up that Facebook page and then also to start programming you to that first page placements of Google, right?
Okay.
Okay. So how it works here is once we secure the listing, I do send everything over to you while I'm on the phone with you in text message and in email. You will get a paid invoice through email that is going to be a 100% tax write-off. It's going to come and it's going to say Cal's Door Company, and that's going to be what you're going to take to your tax guy at the end of the year to write the whole thing off. Also, too, I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team to make sure that they can help you build out that Facebook page correctly, and then to make sure that they're programming you to the first page for all the services that you provide and in the areas that you would like to be found in, okay?
Well, you got my attention, but there's a picture.
Okay.
Of my van.
Yes, sir.
With myself and my wife holding our dog.
Yes. Beautiful
you see
picture.
It?
I sure do.
Okay. I don't want to ever lose up. I don't.
No. You would keep those. Yeah.
You see that picture?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I mean, I love the picture. That's all the picture part I want to see.
Okay.
That's
a beautiful picture. Yeah, no, the only thing that we're not going to change your pictures here. We can add pictures if you would like. We can add those to your profile, but we won't take your pictures down at all. Those will stay up there for you. You'll always have your wife, you, and your dog right there in front of your van.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's a big concern of mine.
No, yeah. We would never take this down.
I think it looks, I don't know. I love it. I'll put it that way. Never mind.
It looks good. And you know what I love about it is it looks real. So you're building that connection with your customers that are in your local area of like who they're going to be dealing with. And with 20 years in service, you know, they kind of get a glimpse of you and your little family, which is amazing, right? And then now they kind of have that connection where if they see that and you come out to their house, first thing they're probably going to ask you is, what kind of dog do you have? Right?
Right, right.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to do. We're not going to change any of those pictures. We can take those pictures and put those to your Facebook ad as well if you would like, but those pictures will always stay right there for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now I have a question here because it does display your address, the 1722 South Ash Street, Ottawa, Kansas, 66067.
Yes.
My question for you, because I talk to business owners all the time, you're operating out of your house, correct?
That is correct.
Do you want your address to be displayed on Google or do you want me to hide that for you?
I don't have any particular, I never thought about it.
Okay. Sometimes our clients, they just don't want their address displayed. If you don't mind it, I'll leave it there. But I always like to ask because some people are like, well, I don't want people to know where I live. That's totally fine. You would still, the only thing that would show is the Ottawa, Kansas, that you're in Ottawa, Kansas. That's it. But if you're totally fine with having that, I can keep it the way it is. It just depends on what you would like.
Go ahead and leave it. That's fine, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Ottawa's a small town.
What was that?
Ottawa's a small town.
Okay. Yeah. My stepmom was actually born in Wichita.
Really?
Yeah, she's from Wichita, Kansas, so. She's a Kansas girl. So, okay, David, what's your last name?
Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S.
Okay, and then what's a good email address for you?
Doorman6748@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you guys are Central Time, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the good phone number for you and your clients, for your clients to contact you, is the 785-418-1736, correct?
That is correct. Okay. There's another number, too.
Which one so the one that's displayed right now on your Google Business profile is the 418-1736.
Okay, I always answer that. So that, the other number comes from the bell and it's programmed to come into me.
Okay. Okay.
736. So that's
okay.
All right.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I have everything correct there. Is the 1736 a good number for my tech team to reach out to you and give you updates as well with the Facebook and the Google?
No.
Okay, what's a good phone number for you there?
718-418-9966. Now that is for my wife.
Okay. That's your wife's phone number?
Right. I work 7 days a week except for today. And very hard for me to take phone calls and I work every day. So, they would be talking to her at that number.
Okay. What's your wife's name? I'm going to put her down on the account so they can address her properly as well.
Charlene with a C. C-H-A-R-L-E-N-E.
Okay. And then I'm guessing last name is going to be Gibbs as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. And then for the services that you provide, are you doing installs as well as repairs, or do you just kind of limit it to one deal?
No, I do everything. Installs, repairs, large doors, small doors, Very big doors.
Okay. Commercial as well or just residentials?
Definitely commercial and residential.
Okay, both. Awesome.
And agricultural.
Agricultural, okay. Perfect. And then do you just want a mile radius of 30 to 40 miles, or do you want to target specific cities and zip codes? You have the option there.
Oh, really? They told me that I wouldn't.
Oh, no. You could. You could target specific cities and zip codes, then we can put you in.
Well, I used to have a list, but I don't know what I did with it now with all the towns.
Okay. Well, do you want to maybe just name a couple of them, and then when we do the onboarding call, maybe your wife can let them know what other cities and zip codes that you would like to be found in?
Okay. Ottawa.
Okay.
Kansas. Baldwin, Kansas.
Okay.
Princeton, Kansas.
Okay.
Richmond, Kansas.
Okay.
Gwinnett, Kansas.
Okay.
Wellsville, Kansas.
Okay.
Pomona, Kansas.
My mom lives in Pomona. Not Kansas, but California. Awesome. Okay. Is there anything else or you want another one here?
Yeah, Osage. How many do I get?
I think they do 15 cities, I think, you can put up to there. I'm pretty sure. Or you can do zip codes. You're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Or you could do a mile radius. So we can do, like, let's say Ottawa and the surrounding cities. And then if that targets all of those, we can make sure that your advertisements are hitting those.
Well, there's more cities. Can we come back to this subject in a minute when my wife gets back?
Yeah, we can also too, when we do the onboarding call with your wife, they can take down all the other cities as well. So it's not set in stone. We could always add to it later on.
Okay. I definitely want to add to it. Go on.
Perfect. Okay. I'll let them know too when we do the onboarding call. I'll schedule that with you as well. And then your hours of operation, I just want to be sure that on there you do have 7 to 7 Monday through Monday, basically.
Yeah. Let's leave it that way for a while.
Okay. Like I said, if you ever want to change it, let us know. We can make those happen for you. We can change it if you want to kind of cut it closer to 5 p.m. or start a little later, okay?
Yeah, because my wife didn't really care for that 7 to 7, but...
I'm sure she does it. She wants you home. So, okay, perfect. Let me just make sure I got everything here correct. And then with the listing here, David, how would you like to secure it? Are you going to do that with a business credit card? Are you going to do it with a debit card?
It would be a debit card.
Okay. Now, on the debit card itself, does it read your name or the business name, or does it have both?
It has both.
Okay. Give me a second. I just want to make sure I have everything correct here for you as well, too. And you have a website, so that's good. Perfect. I'm going to help you build the Facebook page here. And that's Cow's Door Company, correct?
Well, can I read it what it is on the back of the credit card?
You can read me the name of the company, yeah.
Well, it's got David L. Gibbs.
Okay.
And then below David L. Gibbs, it's got Cal, C-A-L, apostrophe S, Door Company, LLC.
Okay. Perfect. And then is that the same billing address as 1722 South Ash Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the payment for the card, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Just a second. I'll drop it. Oh, man. Now it's below the chair. I'm watching the TV for the Trump trial today.
Oh, yeah.
So, nothing. Get down. Up, down, sweetheart. I got to try to find that card. Fell down.
Okay. Yeah, take your time. I'm just setting everything up here for you for my tech team as well, okay? While you get that, while you find it.
I'm still here.
Yep. That's fine. I'm just, like I said, I'm just setting this up for you. With my tech team, I told them that we're going to help you build that website as well. So they're going to help you get back up on there.
I got it.
Okay.
Alexa, stop the music, please. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, the numbers on the back is what you wanted, right?
The long card number that starts with the number 4.
4908.
Mm-hmm.
8700.
Mm-hmm.
0097.
Mm-hmm.
1458.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
0128.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
763.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I do anything here, David, I am going to walk you through a security question. This is to protect you here. We will never share or sell any of your information. We always want to make sure that we're either talking to you or your wife. So we will always ask this just to verify that we are talking to the right people about your account here and just to verify for you that you're always talking to us. So I have 3 questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like for your account here?
My mother's maiden name, McDaniel.
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 Perfect. All right, let me type this in because they do blur these out for us. So it's kind of like I'm typing blind. And the kicker is I got to do it twice, correct?
Perfect. I'm going to try to get my wife in here. Just a minute, sir.
Okay. No problem.
Come here. Sit down. Security question is my mother's maiden name would be McDaniel.
Yeah.
McDaniel.
Capital D, yeah.
Yeah, capital D. And you didn't like the 7-7.
I don't care.
Well, I mean, what do you want it to read?
You didn't like the 7-10. You gotta sleep by 6 with 7-6.
So the mother's, so you guys, when we do call you guys, we're going to ask you, you know, your security question, what's your mother's maiden name? It is going to be McDaniel for both of you guys, okay? I did put, it's Charlene, is that correct?
Yeah, with okay. A C.
With a C, yes. I put Charlene on the account, so when they do call, she is going to be able to have access to the account as well. Because, like I said, we always want to make sure we're either talking to you or we're talking to your wife. So you guys are both there, okay? Now, the last thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you, David. This is going to be emailed to you. This has the pricing structure in there. So God forbid that inflation does go up. You will always be grandfathered in at the $249 price. You will never have to pay the higher premium prices that we offer on our website. So you will have this in writing for you, and that will go to your email address as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cal's Door Company, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
David Lee Gibbs, owner.
Perfect. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. David, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, McDaniel, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. That's going to protect you there. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Well, like I said, I with work your 7 days a week. Call at 785-418-9966. And she has permission to make all
the adjustments there and everything like that.
Right.
Okay, perfect. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you want to write it down in case you guys want to reach out to us and maybe changing a service or adding something on? Do you want me to write it down or you just want me to email it to you?
Well, both. I'll write it down now, but email it to me also.
Okay, 100%. I will do that. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 877-635. 6225.
Okay.
That's going to be our customer support line for you directly, okay? You just press 1 when there's going to be a voice prompt there. You would just press 1, and then you will get one of our live agents here as well to help you out with a question or anything like that. I'm also going to send you my personal direct line in the email, but if you want to write it down, it's that number and my extension is 203. If you don't get a hold of me, you could always leave me a message. I will always respond back to you within an hour of you reaching back out to me. I just might be a little tied up at that time you guys call, okay?
And what was your name, sir?
My name is Charlie, like Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Yeah. that's always a funny one. All right, yeah. David. Yeah. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I didn't understand that, but repeat it.
So basically, it's saying that we don't want you to pay for two things. We want you to make sure that all of us are on the same page. So you don't need to have anybody else doing this work for you. But if you did want to run a promotion or anything like that, just let us know so that way we understand, you know, that nobody's messing with anybody's advertisements on the internet. That's all we're saying. We're all working together.
Okay,
does that make sense?
You want us to use you to build everything?
Yeah, so we're doing the Google and the Facebook for you. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, we can do Google and Facebook for you, and you say, okay, sounds good, you already have us there. So you would just tell them, I already have Local Splash that does that, but thank you anyways. And then they can just move on to the next person. Okay?
Well, I always get these calls, so. But you're called Locals?
Local Splash.
L-O-C-A-L, as in splash in water?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So now when you if you receive these calls again, you can just say, I already got a company that does that for me, and then you can just politely let them go. go ahead.
Yeah, actually, someone's trying to get us verification. So we'll just disregard that from now on, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So, your payment for initial term and account setup, will be charged today, which is May 30th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249 that we talked about. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th. This is a recurring payment. Now, David, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number that I gave you, which is 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 billing days before your next billing cycle is due. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So do you understand and do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right. So I'm going to set up a client interview with your wife and my tech team. What is a good time for her, for them to reach out to you tomorrow?
8 till 3 o'clock. 8
okay.
a.m. to 3.
Okay. Let's see. What about 10 a.m. in the morning? Does that work for her?
Bonnie?
Yeah.
She said yes.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send you the email because it's going to go to your email there. Let me see here. And then I'm going to put... her name, Charlene, with a C. Okay. And then you should have received a couple text messages from us, David. Not to bombard you, they are welcome text messages. But one of them does state, it says, David, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email that we have on file, and then it should have a link right there. Do you see that? It's in your text messages.
I don't have my, hang on, I guess I can look, hang on.
Oh, it might have went to your wife's phone, actually, the 9966 number that you gave me.
She said yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. Cause you wanted me to call her through there. So that should say that on her phone. There's a link there. That's the service agreement that I just read off to you. It's going to pull that up. There's going to be two check boxes. Okay. It's going to be two check boxes there on the bottom to receive text messages or, and then that you're the card authorization holder. You're going to just type your name at the bottom, David L. Gibbs. And then when you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page with the username and password. Just let me know when you guys get there. Take your time.
Okay.
She's typing it in now. Just
right,
a minute.
Dude.
No worries. Yeah, you take what? Your time.
David what?
David L. You get it?
Yeah.
Did it
says username and password.
Perfect. So the username and password, you should have received another text message. It's going to tell you your username, which is going to be your phone number, Charlene. And then the password will be right after that. It'll say password with a colon, and then it'll tell you that there. That was texted to you as well. If you haven't received the text message yet, don't worry about it. My tech team has to build that, and then they will send you that information. If they don't send you that by tomorrow's call, they will give that to you on the call as well. Okay? That's where you guys are going to be able to track everything that we do for you guys. Okay?
Well, just a minute, Charlie.
Yeah, no problem.
We didn't get it yet.
Do what?
We don't have it yet.
Oh, yeah, I thought that's what you were looking
at.
No,
that's the first thing.
Oh, okay.
Let me see here.
Is this going to be her phone number, Charlie?
Yes, sir.
The username will be her phone number?
Yes, sir. The username will be her phone number. It looks like they haven't sent – they did send it out. So the username is going to be her The username is going to be the 1736 number. So it's going to be the 785-418-1736. And then
but
all
they're never going to call it, right?
No, that's just for your username there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And then your password, let me know when you're ready. I'll give you the password because I see it here.
She's trying to find that. So the reason why I'm being kind of an asshole on not calling me because I'm up on tall ladders.
Yeah.
We wind big springs. It's dangerous.
Oh, I get it. You know, my dad actually fell off a ladder not too long ago and broke his humerus bone in his shoulder. You should have seen it. It was insane. He cracked his elbow and he was bruised. Black and blue from his elbow all the way to the middle of his chest. So I understand where you're coming from. I was thankful he was okay, but that was a pretty big fall. I had to go help him out.
Yeah, I can't take phone calls at all.
Right.
Charlie, she's got a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It says email. And my name and phone number, is that what I'm supposed to get?
What was
the
that again?
Local slash Google verification.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so you already have the verification, so you guys are already verified. Don't pay attention to that. That's really
okay.
For, like, a new business that doesn't have the verification. The text message you should have got should have said, like, local slash welcome. Here's your credentials for your client dashboard, and then it says username, and then it'll have the phone number, and then it'll say password. It'll have the password there as well, and then it'll say you can log into your account at my.localsplash.com, and then it'll have a link there. Did you receive that text or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be where your username and password,
okay,
you can put that in there.
Yeah, it says username, and it gives me a password.
Yes, ma'am. Yep, that's going to be it right there for you.
Yeah, and my phone is right there.
What password?
I don't remember. I'll have to look it up.
Do you want me to give it to you? I see it here if you want me to give it to you.
It was PPC something or other.
Yeah, it's PPC local.
Yeah. And so the invalid credentials. 785-418-9966.
So the phone number is going to be the 785-418-1736. That's what the username is going to be. But we're going to call you on your phone, though, just so you know, you're aware.
1736. That's probably the problem.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's doing something. My phone's being slow for some reason.
Okay, no worries. But there's not going to be anything in there at the moment because, like I said, my tech team has to build everything. But that's where you guys are going to be able to track everything moving forward with the Facebook and then the Google Business Profile itself. Okay.
It says we're working on your account.
Yes, there you go. You're in. Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad I could help you on that. So now what I'm going to do here is I'm going to forward everything over to my tech team. Charlene, they're going to reach out to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Time. They're going to call you from the 877 number. Give them 10, 15. Sometimes they run a little late with another call before, but right around that window, they will be contacting you just to verify all the information that I have here that David had gave me is correct. Once that is correct, that's when they start to program you, and then they're going to help you build that Facebook page so that way you guys can get back on Facebook, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Any questions for me at this moment?
No. I don't have any.
Okay.
Charlie, you said yes, we're going to only have 14 cities or 15 cities?
I think it's 15. You can have up to 15 cities. Or you could do a mile radius.
Can we drop that mile radius a little bit south of Ottawa?
Yeah.
A little bit south.
Yeah, we can target that stuff for you. Just let us know where you want to do that radius for and where you want to hit, and then we'll be able to target that for you.
Okay. All right. And then 248, you say it was every month.
$249 at a flat rate every month. There's no taxes, no fees, no hidden fees, anything like that. It's just going to come out every 30th at $249 on a flat rate.
Okay. If that's all it's going to be, I want it.
Okay.
And you're
going to
get me on top of the Google and put me back on Facebook.
Yes, you're going to be on that first page placements of Google, and then you're going to be on Facebook as well. My tech team is going to help Charlene set that up tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay, and then the dog you've been hearing is the dog that's in the picture.
What kind of dog do you have?
What? Tell him, Mom.
Half poodle, and the rest is Chihuahua, Pekingese, Minton, and Bichon.
Oh wow! So you got yourself a protective mutt right there, huh?
Yeah, little ankle biter.
Awesome. Small
dog syndrome.
Yeah, I got a big dog. My wife, her dream dog has always been a Doberman Pinscher. And her coworker just had puppies for a full, what do you call that? Like a full breed Doberman. So she's mixed with a European and an American, Doberman. And she's 5 months old and she's massive. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're way too big. We got 6 more months of you growing.
Yeah.
You don't want to make her mad either.
No, she's such a sweetheart. She'll lick you to death. She might look mean, but she's not mean at all. She's scared of her own shadow. So, well, I want to formally welcome you guys to Local Flesh. You guys are so welcoming, and I want to welcome you guys. If you guys ever need us, or if you need me for anything, please reach out. My door's always open for you guys. If you guys cannot get a hold of the tech team for whatever reason, they might be tied up, dial the 877 number with 203 at the end, and then I'll assist you in whatever I can and make sure that anything you guys want to change, I can make sure that goes forward as well, okay?
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow morning.
All right.
Okay. You guys have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you.